Alright, man, we'll go do this before we crack house.
Yeah. This one goes out to all my wizards.
Professor from Calarian Community College.
This is worldwide.
You can't beat me, so you wanna be me?
This is Bubby.
Patreon account, donate a dollar,
go check out all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter,
DM me, man, all them fucking pussy pics.
Yeah, it's all dick pics.
Fuck it, man, send the dick pics to me.
Zerbos. Parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Parking lot.
Shit, you know why? Cause I'm the real deal. You can't beat me, so you wanna be me? Always the innovator.
I mean, we'll go to the Chicago Crack House now. Fuck parking lot and fuck Biffo.
What?
This is Earl Grey.
This is Mr. Worldwide Dolly.
Yeah, fuck Biffo.
The Mandalorian Mexican.
Oh, God.
Biffo Fett.
I was just going to say the thong song Biffo.
And Darth Vapor's MIA.
Yeah, Darth Vapor's gone, man.
Fucking bitch.
We're going to replace him with a fat Guatemalan.
Then we're going to replace me with him. I guess that works.
So, man.
What are you talking about?
What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about bitches. GP Richmond again and how they introduced these mythics, booster, fucking whatever the fuck.
Mystery
boosters.
I can't
concentrate with fucking Cisco in the background. I can't. You got to take that off, dude.
No, man. We're going to we're going live with this shit, man. Live.
Well, lower it a little bit. How about that?
I did lower it a little bit.
I was lower. That way you could actually hear it. We could hear ourselves.
I want to hear that song.
The fucking mystery shit's fucking ridiculous. Has there ever even been a set that close to being that big? It was like 1,700 cards and shit?
No. It's the biggest.
It's a fucking huge ass set, man.
Big. It's big.
Is there anything good in it?
No. So let's give you guys a lowdown here, man. They were introduced to what? They're 20 card packs. You get two rares. You get so many fucking uncommons in there and commons. They're pretty badass. You know, they're
full art extended?
No. You know what these cards are? Reprints. Basically, what they produced with this set, that 1,700 cards. Pony.
Fucking crazy. What? Dude.
No, I said Pony, not Tony.
Oh, he said Tony. I was like, why would I do?
Hey, with this set, what they produce with this set is it's made for drafting. They're talking about, this is going to be for, Chaos Drafts. Because it's getting harder and harder to get older packs now. So what they're doing is they're reprinting a lot of cards and slamming them into this thing.
True.
So
you can buy boxes of this shit, though, right?
Supposedly, it's going to be in every fucking GP from this point on.
Trash.
What?
Yeah.
That's trash. Only at the GPs?
Until they fucking release them to the general public.
Okay, so like if it's only at GPs, I'm kind of like, eh, that's not too bad because it being a big set, it depends on, you know, what packs you get and everything's going to be different on that. But if you just start selling this shit out there, it's going to get weird. Like, who's going to buy? That shit won't sell, right? Like, who's buying packs of a 1700?
Well, let's go over this, man. So they made the hype, man. We're going to introduce, we showed these packs, man. Oh, mystery boosters. You know, it's like, okay, cool. What's going to be in the mystery booster? Nobody knows.
What's a mystery, bro?
So, man, what happens?
The word mystery means?
Channel Fireball goes, because Channel Fireball sells a lot of Chaos Draft stuff. A lot of Chaos Draft. So they go, well, you know what? Let's showcase this on its own video. Let's open up a pack online and show what people are going to get. People are going, the first card, ooh, that's badass. Next following card, you know what it was?
What?
It had a sticker on it. It was a test card.
They put a test card in there?
There's like 500 test cards in this set.
Wait, yeah. not old test cards, like new test cards, right?
Yeah, new test cards. We're not talking about the original OG test cards. You know, those are actually worth, you know, money. These new test cards just suck dick, man.
Well, so how many packs did they open on stream? Do you know?
Not enough because people were pissed.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, they had people that were drafting going, what the fuck am I drafting?
Yeah, you don't even know, huh? You're just fuck it.
It's straight trash.
Well, I wouldn't want to fucking draft it. I'm sorry. Chaos Draft, that's fine. But test prints?
Dude,
no one gives two shits about test prints.
They try to be all fucking goofy and quirky and shit. You look at the pros, they're not happy at all. They're like opening these packs like, what the fuck?
Well, they're trying to be, you know, they said that, you know, it's supposed to be, you know, all mysterious and shit, that, you know, it's going to be, you know, hella hype and it's going to be worth it and everything else. It's like, well, they're not. And they started previewing some of the cards, and even some of the test cards are trash. And the ones that are and the ones that are good are too good. And the reason why they stay test cards and they aren't actually in any sets. Like, it's like you guys fucked up.
But you know what? Hasbro and Watsy want money, bro. So you're telling me if they don't put this shit out, these fucking Timmies ain't going to buy this shit?
Now, people are going to buy it because Watsy like, yeah, they're legal to play, and then everyone's going to be like putting busted-ass shit in the Commander decks and Brawl, you know.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah, I want a fucking test card in my... Because it's my Commander, bro. It's legendary. Look at it, Tony. Legendary, bro. All colors, fucking every power ever.
Well, I'm going to go pull up the spoiler list for this fucking thing, man.
Spoiler
list. Shit, that'd be fun. But you know what sucks about the spoiler list, Earl Grey?
What?
It's no longer a mystery, bro.
True.
Man, they already got the full spoiler. Oh, that's Thrones of Eldraine. I was like, what the fuck?
Where the fuck we been at?
Man, they got the full spoiler list straight out of Walgreens.
Yeah, full places.
Full fucking places. The fucking Moxes. Newlands. Oh,
dude, I'm looking at this Bane Slayer Asperitant. One white, one colorless. Human Soldier, it's a 2/2. Card name, don't give you a card name. Gets +3/+3 and has flying. First strike, lifelink, and as long as you have one or more emblems.
Pretty much it's broken.
Oh, shit.
I mean, they're fucking...
That's a test card?
Yeah, this is a test card. They're actually on top of a printed card, and they put a... stupid ass fucking sticker on the top of it.
Well, that's shitty. So it's all reprints and test cards. There's no new cards.
Yeah. Well, the test cards are technically new cards.
Well, yeah, fair enough. But yeah. Do we have the whole list of like 1700?
Yeah, there's a whole ass of that shit, man.
Well, all you gotta do is just skim through it and see anything good. What's good in that shit?
Montel Jordan.
Okay.
We got do over. I mean, dude, you're gonna have to look at yourself, man. There is Everlasting Lich, man. It's a 5-drop, 4-0 card name can't block.
Mm-hmm.
Card name can't die.
Mm-hmm.
4-0 mm-hmm. can't die?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Wrath of Sod.
Okay.
So we got it's one white, one green, two colorless sorcery. Put a mana bond counter on any on all creatures. They lose all their abilities and become lands with tap, add one mana of this card's color.
So it's a wrath effect, but it turns them into lands.
Yeah.
Wrath of Sod. Ha ha. Ha,
the
ha,
artwork on here looks like a fucking 5-year-old drew it.
That's a test card, bro.
Throat Wolf. Throat Wolf.
I'm pretty sure that's an Instagram girl, but go ahead.
That's Thought Wolf.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of Throatzilla.
Oh, you take a triple SX or a triple S Sniper Wolf.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, she's hot too, but no.
So, 2 red, 1 colorless, Summon Wolf, 3-1. You may cast card name during an opponent's combat step.
So it's just like a surprise blocker. It's like shitty flash.
It has an ability called Fastest Strike.
Fastest Strike.
Instead of First Strike, it's Fastest Strike.
Pretty much, you could just think that there are cards that are from like
uncards.
This deals damage first. To a creature first if they have First Strike.
Yeah. That sounds like some unshit, huh?
Fast. Well, some of the cards will be from the
Oh,
onset.
They will be? Yeah. Oh, see, that could be a... That's like shitty flash with...
We have an aura called Animate Spell.
Yep.
Oh, that's flash, man. It's a piece of shit, man. I don't even know why the fuck...
You think this shit's gonna suck? Like, no one's gonna buy it?
I think people are gonna buy it because they want
the test problem, cards, these aren't real test cards. This is just a gimmick Watsy fucking made. Okay, so they take an uncut sheet, they print out a bunch of white fucking cards on the sticker paper, and slap them on a fucking card. That's all it's gonna be.
Who do you think the fucking idiot that comes up with shit like this, bro? Like, you know, hey man, let's do this.
The idiot is fucking Morrow and the fucking and the research and development group.
I love Morrow, man. He's cool.
Who the fuck would design? Ooh, we got Chaos Draft. How many Chaos Drafts have you done in your entire run of playing Magic?
None.
Tony's done one.
I've done none.
I've done one.
Okay.
And it was trash.
Well, you don't have to do Chaos Drafts no more because you can do Mystery Drafts, bro.
Which it's is basically a Chaos Draft.
Yeah, but easier because now we
have to. But they also said that this is also you can play this as a cube. You have to collect. How many cards? 1,700?
17 or 1,600 something.
A lot of cards.
That's a lot of fucking cards for a set, man. That's well, just how, like how Fallen Empire packaged? And they're like 700 cards.
Do you think they're going to package it? 36 boosters and boom? Good luck?
Nuts. Yeah, probably.
If it's a draft format, they're going to have to be 24.
Yeah. That's why I just opened
for
up
an 8-man draft, it's 24.
Yep.
So.
What do you think the price is going to be on these things?
Shit.
You think so?
Because it's, dude, it's everything that's printed in Pioneer.
Well, it's all Pioneer legal shit, other than the test cards?
Bunch of the cards in there,
did they
yeah.
say everything in Commander, it'll be legal in Commander, everything?
If it's a legitimate, it's probably not legal in Standard because it's not an actual set, but since it's a set, it's always legal in Eternal formats, including Commander.
Commander? Oh, nice.
Just like how Commander cards, most of them are legal in, or all of them are legal in Legacy and Vintage.
So, now Biffle going to ask another question. You have the list in front of you. I don't. Is there anything that's been
you do have a phone.
Yeah, but it's already going to die. Is there anything on that list that you guys have been begging for reprints to be in reprinted in Commander and
all
that?
I have
all
not
the all the fucking them. Test printing ones are a fucking joke card.
No, I'm talking about the reprint.
All I see is the test print cards.
Oh, you can't see the. Oh, okay. I thought you had the full.
No, most of the cards are all.
It's going to be really hard to produce a 1,700 card list.
I'm Dave. You could print them. Why can't you make the list?
Because I don't think, other than Watsy, they know what the fuck they printed.
The only thing I can think of is if they... the only way I can think this is actually legit, like test cards legit, if they start... if they give out some test cards or whatever that sound like they came from older sets. And so far, like, none of them are. Like, the closest one is the unstable one, the fastest strike. Other than that, like, that's this year.
Bro,
or even
so,
last
so
year,
when
so.
I get a card, it's going to say number 340 out of 1679 or
something like
yeah,
that,
wow.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy. There's a, I don't know what to think about this. I think this is just going to be just like some GP gimmick shit, dude.
Well, of course,
here you
man.
Go, man. You want a list of cards? There's a whole fucking list.
So these are all legit reprints: Moss Viper, Nexus Warden.
It's the no. Those
all,
are,
all the
those
white
for,
all the white cards are all test cards.
No, I know, but
the like, ones under it are from a different set.
Oh, pff. This is stupid, dude. I don't care. Then who gives a fuck?
This is what hey, this is what Watson's shoving down our throat, man. Remember when we said 18 sets in a fucking or 18 fucking products in a year? 19, baby.
Well, that's true. Fucking like I told you, it sledges. Depends. If they're just doing it just to sell it, then fuck it. That's fine.
They're definitely doing it just to sell it.
I don't know. They should just keep it like as a GP gimmick and like not try to... No one's going to get it. Five on it. See, I can't have my headphones on, dude. I'll just be singing the whole time. This is the worst idea ever. In all
I'm okay with it. I can fucking play. I can do the same. I can multitask.
I can't, dude.
I've been jamming this entire time.
I have two brain cells, bro. One's trying to keep track of what we're talking about, and the other one is, I don't know. But anyways, yeah, I don't know. Fuck this mystery shit. I'm glad people are shitting on it, and I don't think it...
This is bound to fucking fail. You know, Watsy's like, man, with our last mystery, or mythic fucking whatever the hell it is edition that sold for like $700, this was their next fucking gimmick. This was their next Timmy set, man. That was going to fucking make them a grand per box.
You think this is going to be it?
Fuck no. Nobody wants this shit.
Good. I hope they printed a fuckload of it, too, and they're just like, fuck.
Well, I heard that they reprinted white bordered cards also in this set.
So, like, unlimited and...
No, not that far back.
I don't know.
Like that?
We never know.
Well, no.
Are you thinking
not
like
unlimited.
It's just not. It can't be on the reserve list.
That's fine, but it's definitely not that far back. I guarantee it starts at like fourth or fifth.
Yeah, it's like okay.
Hey, man, City of Brass.
We already have shit like that. Like they should have used it as like, hey, everyone's already bitching about Thoughtseize, reprint of Thoughtseize in that bitch. You know, everyone.
Yeah, but this isn't standard legal. Thoughtseize is already modern legal. There's no point reprinting Thoughtseize.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, it's obviously a whatever draft. I mean, it's like a whatever set. Throw in whatever you want. All you motherfuckers are always crying about fetch lines. Here's some fetch lines. Buy my shit.
Here's a test card for full passage.
Speaking of
buy my
piece of shit.
Buy my shit.
Let's talk about Commander's Quarters.
Oh, man, dude.
And their lack of, well, not lack of, man. Hey, they decided to put out a deck, man, that I actually approve. Because, you know what? It's not a budget deck. It's a $12,000 deck.
No, correction, $25,000 deck.
Well.
Broke ass, nigga.
It's not that. You know what, man? You watched it, right? You saw what was in it.
Yeah, hell yeah. It just looked like he just printed a bunch of the most expensive shit.
Yeah, what he did was, if you guys don't know, man, bitch from the Manosaurus, or not Manosaurus.
Hey, not even close, bro.
Commander's
not
Quarters.
Even close.
Okay, bitch from the Commander's Quarters got tired of us bitching about his $25 decks, man. So he goes, you know what? I want to do a $25,000 deck.
Yeah, 25 racks
to appease Earl Grey. So I want to put the most expensive cards that I know what to put in there, right?
Yeah.
So, 95% of the cards are ABU.
Yeah.
If you don't know what ABU is, Alpha, Beta, Unlimited. Mm-hmm. So, we're talking Tabernacle. We're talking Abyss, The Moxen,
Every Duel
Lotus.
He doesn't have power in there.
No, it is.
Is it in there?
Yes.
At the beginning? Because I watched that whole thing and I didn't see it.
He had all the dual lands, right?
He had all the duels.
He has 21 mana base, man.
He's got
because he needs the moxin to produce mana.
Mm.
But he also had, of course, all the mana rocks, all the expensive mana rocks.
Arcane Signet.
Well, no, man. Wayfarer's Bauble foil.
Damn, foiled out bling blah.
Now he has had more than 21 lands in it.
How much is a foil foreign Wayfarer's Bauble?
Way too much. Yeah, because he had all 10 fetches, all 10 duels, and he had like Cavern of Souls, Tabernacle, Diamond Valley, Bazaar, Baghdad. He had like just like 27 land or some shit. 26, 27 land.
Yeah, it was I was looking at it, I was like, man.
Literally, I'm pretty sure I got sick and tired of hearing people bitch complain about how his decks aren't literally $50 or whatever, $25. So he finally made a deck that's so fucking expensive that no one can bitch about it, that reaches $25,000, which it does, but it's literally every expensive card's over, that's pretty much over $100. He only had a few cards that were under $100, but they were close to it. Like, he had City in a Bottle, $200. He had Gaia's Cradle, $300. He had fucking Sarah Sanctum,
well, see, what he did was is he went to...
Not bad, $2.
TCG Player, and... just started adding shit in.
Yeah, like I say, he just added every expensive card was over $100. He chose a fucking expensive ass commander, which was Sliver Queen, because she's never seen a reprint for the life of her. And then that was it. Just throw in every fucking expensive card. Done. There's $25,000 right there.
Yeah, it's not a very creative episode. I'm actually kind of let down by my boy Mitch. He's usually pretty good about coming up with cool stuff and doing stuff for us Patreons and stuff like that.
Yeah, and you know, you Patreons.
Just kidding, Roger. I don't give him money.
The fuck you don't, man.
I don't.
Dude, you would gladly pay to suck his dick.
Nah, I'm only one Patreon. It's the Garbage Day Podcast.
You would pay to suck his dick, and you know that.
No, man. I ain't you, bro.
I'm sorry, man. I don't go after his shit.
You're a big hater, man. It's the fastest growing Magic channel in the world, bro.
No, that was Rudy's.
I told you before, and I'm telling you again, he had no power. I'm looking at it right now. There's no power in this bitch.
Yeah, power's banned in Commander, right?
Yes.
Come on, bro. Come on, Earl Grey. Wake up, man.
Had power. Get the fuck out of here.
It
has power. Fuck it.
No, if it had power, it would be 25,000.
What are you mad about?
Oh, I'm not mad. I'm happy the motherfucker actually created a real deck.
No, he copy pasted a bunch of expensive shit and copped out using expensive 5-color. That's it.
Yeah, I hate to say it, man. That's kind of like a cop out episode. It is. Dude. You're better than that, Mitch.
He was just sick and tired of hearing people bitch and complain about how his decks aren't actually under 25. So he did that. He created a fucking deck that finally wasn't. I said, fuck it.
That's stupid. It's like, oh, I'm going to make the most expensive standard deck.
It's dumb. Hey, the thing was, man, I've seen decks that are worth more than $25,000.
I'd have to say there probably is, huh, then compared to that.
Well, you're looking at just old school cards, right? Most of them don't have foil. Well, they do have foils, but he's not putting foil cards in there. He has Force of Will. He has the reprint of Force of Will from Eternal Masters, right? Which is $98?
Mm-hmm.
Let's not put in the original OG one.
Yeah, the Alliance one's about 100 something.
But yet, let's not put in the foil one, which is $3. Or put the Judge one in that's like $5. Then that bumps it up even more.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. That's another thing, like, where you how you're saying is like, well, you could just.
I mean,
why not just do that?
There again, then? He's saying it's the most. He literally says it's the most expensive EDH deck. I'm all, no, it's not. I've seen some fucking expensive EDH decks. That means the motherfuckers are running Guru lands for their basic mana. Yeah. So if it's a mono blue deck, you're looking at 40 fucking mono or 400 or $500 for the fucking islands for Guru lands.
A piece.
And you have 38 or 40 of them in there.
Yeah, that's the only reason I don't like that video. It's like, you're just...
I'll admit, it is definitely...
The one thing that Parking Lot does not like about that video is because he talks like the fucking that aristocrat fucking
the Baron. The Baron.
He's just experimenting, bro. He's got a podcast on now too, man.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. I listened to it and I went, nah.
Nah.
It's hard, man. It's hard listening to other podcasts. It's like
they're boring.
We found a degen one, and it's like, man, okay, where's the degeneracy at, man?
Oh, yeah.
There was no degeneracy at all. I'm like, man, you know, hey, what, they were
talking about sucking dicks.
They were talking about. They were barely cussing on there. I was like, how the fuck can you be a degenerate if you're not talking about fucking a bitch in the ass?
You remember when? I don't know when it was. You guys were talking about, like, hell yeah, I'd fuck a tranny or something. She's like, oh, it's Brad.
Yeah, episode 50.
Yeah, that's right. He came in there talking about.
He's all. What would you do if you were drunk and you fucked a tranny?
Nah, I'm gonna give you the same question, Biffo. You're at a party. You've been drinking, and this chick's been grinding on you.
Oh man, this is an old question, bro. I already told you.
Would you let her suck your dick?
No. Tony was right. Like, they'd have to tell you. You gotta just be like, hey, look, I love you. I love you too, dog. Let me suck your dick. No, nothing like that, bro.
I love you too, bro. Let me suck that dick, bro.
Man, you know, I don't know.
I'm just saying, that was, like, lazy, especially for Mitch, bro.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking lazy.
Hey, Mitch, step your game up, bro. Come on, dude.
Well, I've been watching the Jank Lords lately.
He was on them, too, and that was a good episode. Those guys put in work, bro.
If you guys want to go see a production, YouTube channel for Magic that puts some serious production level into it. I'm not talking about spending $15,000 for fucking lighting in a background.
Nah, bro, this looks like straight Netflix.
I mean, dude, it reminds me of. I don't think you ever watched The Guild, did you? No, it's about a bunch of guys that played World of Warcraft.
Oh wow! Okay.
Felicia Day was in it. She's a redhead.
What does she look like?
She's okay. Her nose is kind of crooked. But you know, Castro would fucking be all up on that ass.
No, but those guys actually put shit like production into their stuff.
Man, you know they have a fucking theme song.
Well, Mitch does too, and he has his regular shit. It's good, bro. I don't care what you say.
Mitch does not have a theme song with fucking lyrics.
No, no, no. But what I'm saying is, like, to me, it was just like a cop-out, bro. It's like, fuck it. Let me just throw all
I just want to shit on Mitch, man, because, you know, he's my new bitch.
Whatever, man.
And it always seems that people from Canada are always like that.
Like what?
I don't know. Like, perp. And
baby bitches.
Perp. Perp looks like, I tell you, man, he looks like that dude from the
Hangover. Well, at least the ones that do YouTube, man. It's like, man, I really don't get me wrong.
Whoa. Watch your fucking mouth.
Hey, I'm not saying that our listeners from Canada are bitches because you guys aren't, because you're a degenerate listening to us. But those YouTubers that are on there.
Oh, you're talking about the Canadian. I thought you were talking about Magic YouTubers. I think you better watch your fucking mouth, agree?
You don't even like fucking Dev no more.
Yeah.
You haven't talked about... You have not had your bromance with Dev in a long time, bro.
Long time.
Yeah, no, man. It's over.
We're through, bitch.
Yeah. We broke it off.
Why? What happened between you and Dev?
I don't know, bro. He started liking a lot of that dumb shit on Twitter. Like, he doesn't say nothing on there, like, but, like, whenever something, like, controversial, he's always on... He just has opposing viewpoints, as I do.
Opposing? I have a lot of opposing viewpoints.
Yeah, me and you don't agree for shit, but you also don't have a silver play button, so, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Well, damn. Hey, the best thing about it, I can say the same thing about you.
Hey, but I'm not trying, though, bro. I'm not trying to be a silver
Well, neither
player.
Am I. Hey, you know what? I could have sold out a long time ago with this podcast, cut out the cussing, because we were putting it on YouTube, and I was censoring the dog shit out of the fucking episodes.
Oh, man, how many fucking...
I was able to do, like, six. It was rough.
I bet, man.
Rough.
This is me on here. It's like...
I mean, literally, all you're hearing is beep, 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 beep.
Too much, man. Don't even try, bro. Just accept us for who we are, man.
And pieces of shit. Because I was like, oh man, I want to get that acceptance from the magic community. Oh, I want to get me a fucking sponsor. Oh yeah, man. I need
like
it.
That? Fucking gross.
Well, we used to make money off. We made money off our fucking AdSense for our Y Schwartz videos.
Oh yeah, you guys big ballers, millionaires.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, bro. Funny thing is we still haven't dropped in any fucking subscribers.
Our subscribers don't even fucking like think of us anymore.
They still fucking post.
I'm just saying.
Hey, bro. When are you gonna do an update on this video on this deck? No, yeah. For fucking magic for like commander.
Wow. What about Buddy Fight? Don't you guys... Is that shit still going around?
No, we never did Buddy Fight.
Oh, I think
no, Giga Nigga is not in this house.
You know, it's crazy. I was over there at the... I was at the Pally, right? And one of the dudes, whatever, he was talking to Fat Nasty. And Fat Nasty goes, hey... And he's like, hey, do you know this guy misses your Nami dick? And I was like, what? And he's all, the Yonami dick, that green, black, ridiculous one. I was like, you missed that shit? He goes, yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? Remember that big fucking black green? Yeah, that thing.
You hated that deck.
I hated that deck because that deck.
After you were done building Anami, you're like,
the deck was dumb.
It lasted about a week and a half, 2 weeks. Then he tore it apart.
Yeah, the deck was hella dumb. But I think he said he missed it. He misses it because he never got to play against it. He saw it, but he never got to play against it. And the one time he saw it, I wrecked shit.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Anami.
It's but before your time.
Yeah, okay. It's Commander. You know.
Commander deck? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should start doing that again, Roger.
Hey, we need to actually play our game so we can pick our next set of Patreons.
Well, Darth Vapor would have showed up. We could have done it.
Yeah, I mean, everyone else was here on time.
Yeah, everybody in the DGen chat.
I say we try Friday, but he ain't going to be there Friday.
Blow up Darth Vapor, dude. He's a motherfucker.
Well, you know what? He can lose.
Let's give him last place. We'll play right now.
We'll give him last place, and he gets no money this week.
Damn.
That's not fair to Callum. That's not fair to Callum.
That is true. Callum
worked on his deck. Call, no show, bro.
Nah, Callum,
you don't get
Callum
paid for no call,
deck.
No show.
Callum worked on his deck, bro. You got to at least give him a chance, bro. We'll do it next week. No big deal.
We'll just give him. Fine. We'll give him. What does last place get? $8 too, right?
He ain't getting no $8, man. We're going to cut it in half.
I'm
we're going to give him $2.
I'm just saying, that's what he gets, right? His $8. Cut in half, go to $2 is not half, bitch.
That's half of a half.
Steiner math again, bro.
So, guys, we got a Patreon. We got one in $5 tiers, man. If you want to be in the DGen chat where you get to hear about finance and guys selling fucking Moxen for $300 and shit. Mm-hmm.
What about the life skills you'll learn?
Yeah, you learn a couple
of
those.
Hey, man, you learn all kinds of shit. I mean, you learn anatomy.
Yeah.
You learn hatred.
No, you can't learn that.
You learn sexism.
Definitely sexism. Racism.
Feminism.
A lot of isms.
A lot of isms.
Yeah, too many isms.
Yeah. That's not bad for a dollar.
Mm. Yeah, for as little as a buck, man.
Just a dollar.
Also, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Not so much Instagram on my end lately. I've been posting up on the Demonic Consultants.
93.94. Mm. Old school.
Mm.
All right.
Be it.
So, guys, with that, this is Earl Grey.
This is Mr. Worldwide. Biffle
Fett.
Biffle's
fat.
Biffle's fat. Yeah, that, and then Darth Vapor.
Mandalorian Mexican Biffo Fat.
There you go.
We'll see you in the next one.
Later.
Man, that Disney Plus is kind of off the hook, bro. Yeah, I watch all kinds of Darkwing Duck today.
Yeah, her is pretty sick. A lot of people are
hey, bro, they have heavyweights on that shit.
I know.
Hell yeah.
I'm waiting for holes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
hell yeah.
I was always on the block living cutthroat trying to make it out right. Kids taking pose, never was the loud type. Sat back, scoped out what the street would act like.
gang warfare, but it was an I-fight. First generation kids in the nation trying to learn the language. Look what we're facing. Parents working hard for the food, put the plates in. Kids running wild in the street, homes vacant. Ghetto education top, we got the basics. Had to learn the streets too, master both places. Yeah, rough life at young ages, cause sometimes what's in the air is contagious. But not everybody fall in the trap, that's why I felt I had to fall in the rap. Made it out, never moved back, even though I love People Union. I take what I learned there, turn it to a movement. Walking out the front door, I realize that our story stays untold. They only glamorize the violence and the gun smoke. A day in the neighborhood life is much more. Walking out the front door, I realize that our story stays untold. They only glamorize the violence and the gun smoke. A day in the neighborhood life is much more.
America's vision is blurry, the jury's hung. She screams fuck love, she eats her young. Mentally ill since bunker hell. I eat what I kill out here in the fell. Blood gets spilled on the Highland Plains. I eat my fill, leave the remains. If you're built for the kill, then the blood never stains. No one complains on top the food chain. Two chains, one Jesus head. 40,000 fed, one piece of bread. Better bow your heads, what the Bible said. I'm a mile ahead, what my pilot said. I'ma die here sitting on a pile of bread. I'ma fly there sitting on a private jet. Reading Kurt Vonnegut, blowing chronic kid. Tell me how high do you really wanna get? Walking out the front door, I realize that our story stays untold. They only glamorize the violence and the gun smoke. A day in the neighborhood life is much more. Walking out the front door, I realize that our story stays untold. They only glamorize the violence and the gun smoke. A day in the neighborhood life is much more.
This type of shit happens every day. This type of shit. Every day.